Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
A little nigga done caught an L on that island. He ain't back about it. Run in your reach, you gon' stay dangerous. You don't fear the violence. Niggas out here claiming they don't death. That's why they
talk your shit.
Forever paid Rolly, baby. We ain't in bitch. West Orlando.
Yeah, Big and Lazy podcast.
We back again. And I'm your boy Lazy, man. We back again with another special guest, man. Introduce yourself, my brother.
I'm forever paid rolling, baby. You feel me?
Yes, sir. Me in the building.
Me in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Where you from, man?
I'm from West Orlando. West Orlando.
Is that the hood in Orlando? Is that the... Like, because I always thought Orlando was like just all... But obviously not everybody got a hood in the ghetto. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, everybody think, you feel me? Orlando got something to do with like... You feel me? Oh, yeah, you from Disneyland.
Yeah.
SeaWorld.
I ain't never even been to no motherfucking Disney.
What's crazy is, I feel you. Soon as I met you, bro, and just getting to know you, I was like, damn, bro's from Orlando. He's from another place in Orlando. Because I ain't going to lie, I've only ever been to West Gates.
Oh, West Gates.
You feel me? My people used to have a resort at West Gates. You feel me? Yeah. It was popping. You feel me? They tried to make it
smooth, though.
You know? Hell yeah. Shit.
How would you describe growing up in Orlando? Like,
yeah.
Shit, me, like, I'm Haitian, you feel me? So I grew up kind of different, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it was like, you feel me?
Right.
Same shit everywhere. Like, you go through shit. What's different about
being Haitian? You know, like your household.
When I was growing up as a Haitian, like all the Americans, you feel me? Was like on a nigga ass type shit, like on a nigga top in school and woo shit like that.
Right.
You feel me? But then, you know, motherfuckers, you feel me? Kind of like merged in together type shit. So it became like some real good found shit.
Right.
You feel me?
So how'd you find yourself in the city, man? Louisville, man?
Shit. Family moved up north. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So I chose to, you know, take that little step forward after a little while, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Had to kind of show love type shit.
Right, right. So that was your song that came in, Trap Nigga Season.
Trap Nigga Season, baby.
Yeah.
Man, that motherfucker was hot, bro.
TNT, nigga.
That shit was hot, bro. What mind space was you in? What made you come up with that song at that time, you know?
It was like at a point in my life where I was like, you hear me? You know, nigga, yeah. Trapping, nigga. You feel me, nigga? Nigga out here, you know, really going stupid type shit. You feel me?
Independent artist, family,
you know,
man.
Yeah, you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, by any means, you going to go get it. By any means. It's like you basically trapping. Mm-hmm. Whatever you doing, you feel me? You attentive, you punctual to your craft, to your situation. You feel me? You going stupid. And that's what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
That shit went hard.
What would you say, like, the biggest, you know, like, the biggest difference between Louisville and Orlando? Like, what is, like, you ain't seen no snow going.
God, dog it. I'm going to tell you the biggest difference.
Yeah.
The women over here, gangsters, fuck.
Damn. Hey, I understand.
I ain't going to lie to you. I don't give a fuck, which is, you know, motherfucker talking about Louisville. I mean, New York, the girls aggressive, all type of shit, man. Shout out to Louisville, man.
Shout out.
The women here, like, the when they hold you down, nigga, they hold you down, nigga. When they, I ain't really got to say too much, bro. If you know, you motherfucker know.
Yeah.
Women out here gangster. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Real gangster.
Right.
You feel me? More gangster than a lot of these niggas.
Yeah, I feel you, bro.
You hear me?
I think so, it's a...
real difference.
I think it's a country thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we in the Midwest, but it's like, shit, women heard, dog thick, aggressive as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Gangster as fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't get away. You know what I mean? Like, I was talking to my buddy. He like, man, you got to leave them... Him gang, hey, they everywhere, bro. Like, ain't no, they everywhere. You know what I mean? I told my nigga
that. Too, man.
Yeah.
I fuck with them.
Yeah, yeah, real talk.
You know why I think we fuck with them, though? I don't really like, you know what I mean? Some women don't like a pushover ass nigga. Like, this nigga do everything I tell them to do. Women, I think, man. I like my women like that, too. Like,
they don't fuck with that.
She listen, but she got a certain edge about her that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
nah,
you know,
they listen, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But they could tell when you playing with
them. When you bullshitting. Definitely.
They got that mind set up here, boy. You ain't coming with that fuck shit now.
Yeah,
that
Kentucky shit, man. Louisville, man. You know what I'm saying? Stand up, man. Shout out to the city, man.
Shout out to the city. You hear me?
I always hear people say that, too.
You hear me?
About our women. They're like, man, y'all can say what y'all want. Louisville got some fine women.
Yes, we do.
Yes, sir.
Real deal. West Orlando got some bad, you feel
man.
Me?
Yeah.
What's the
difference? All right, you come said they now. Gangster, but what's up with the
West Orlando? They
where it
more,
always feel they good.
Like, they more like luxury, classy. Mm. You feel me?
Beach body.
They get their bread. Now they get their bread. Uh-huh. Don't get me wrong, but they ain't finna crack a skull. Hey, you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the women now. I ain't talking about them.
You
they
got,
ain't finna get
the prissy woman.
They getting money.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I feel that.
They getting money.
I feel that.
They trying to elevate.
Definitely.
You shouted out to a record label. I mean, you say ENT. What was shouted?
AGC-ENT.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell us
you
about that.
You feel what I'm saying? That's Bit Nate the Jeweler.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? He the owner of that management company. He managed, you feel me?
Yeah.
Multiple artists
mm-hmm.
type shit. You feel me? Put us on this shit. So it's all love, you hear me?
Where
shout
else,
out to Big Nate the Jeweler. He the jeweler. He the best jeweler in America, nigga.
Damn.
You hear me?
Shout out Big Nate, man.
If you need anything as far as jewelry, you feel me? Gold, diamonds, whatever type of diamonds, nigga, go fuck with. You feel me? Big Nate the Jeweler at All Ghost Custom.
He's on Dixie Highway, ain't he?
Dixie Highway.
Yep.
4507 Dixie Highway.
That's yeah, he's about two, three minutes from here, right down the street. He did my goals. He did my top and bottoms. I fuck with Nate.
So you said,
so what's some of the benefits working with a jeweler? Like
that's
you
what
just
I was about to say too.
You switch your chains out every day type shit. Like, man,
it ain't like that.
Yeah,
you feel what I'm saying? But it's just like, you feel what I'm saying? He put me on the, you know, some game about the jewelry and shit like that. You feel me? Types of diamonds, gold.
Right,
like how they really invest,
right?
In
especially
the
spending, because rappers,
you feel me?
They dropping shit on whatever. You got a jeweler that's
dropping game, and you feel me? Game costs, you feel me?
Yeah.
Costs, you feel me?
Definitely. So
it costs.
He don't rap or nothing.
Nah, he don't rap.
He's a slinger.
You feel me? He straight jewelry for real.
Yeah.
You feel me?
That's why I said shit.
But he could rap though. He could rap.
Especially the lifestyle I be seeing.
That nigga could rap if you wanted to.
I was saying that to say a lot of artists, like, I listen to your music. I heard your music. I definitely feel like you got a sound that can be pushed and, you feel me, you make shit for the streets and for the club. You feel me? A nigga like that can't miss. But I always said, niggas gotta have niggas around them that don't wanna rap. You know what I mean? You need niggas that's like, cool, I wanna see you. Yeah, I wanna see you do this and do that. You feel me? I ain't gotta be in the spotlight.
Be the water boy, towel boy on the winning team.
Still win.
Everybody ain't gotta score 30.
Support, yeah. That's what it is, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, most times, the reason why your niggas don't support you is because they want to be you.
Facts.
They want to be in your position. They want to be taking your footsteps.
Right.
Not knowing these footsteps going to get everybody on.
Right.
You feel me? So to the point where, nigga, you can rap if you wanted to, but you ain't trying to play your position right now.
Right. You're right, though.
You hear me?
It's always a lot of people that want to be the chief, want to be in the front. You feel me? Like ESTG. You feel me? I think a main reason why he made it is because he had a lot of niggas around him that even if they did want to rap, even if they did want to rap, they let him do his thing. And then it's like, fuck it. We own now. Everybody can rap. You feel me?
How much he want for a verse, you think, these days?
Shit, man. Probably something outrageous, man.
Yeah. So would you see yourself working with him? Like, see yourself working?
Damn right.
Yeah.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. If everything made sense, you feel me? Damn right. You feel me?
So if you could have a feature from any artist in the country and a beat from any producer in the country, who would it be?
This is where it'd be interesting, man. Because he's a different nigga, man.
Put him on the spot. Do, 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 do.
Damn.
While he thinks about it, I would take a sip of Patron.
That's, hey, that's...
Big
that's,
lazy cup.
Ooh, ooh. Any beat in the country, I'm going to go with my niggas Nitro and Kevo.
Okay.
You feel me?
Nitro, Kevo. What is he?
Kevo. Either Kevo or Nitro. Give me a Nitro
okay,
beat or a Kevo beat.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? And I'm in that bitch. You feel me? But as far as an artist, like... Cause I really want to work with some like great artists.
Right? Yeah.
You feel me? So it's some like legendary. Hard to just choose one. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But I know me, knowing me, I'd like a motherfucking Meek Mill.
Mm. Bro, Meek Mill.
Feel
bro.
Me? Meek Mill.
My favorite artist. One of my favorite artists
For real?
Of all time. Yeah.
You feel me?
No lie.
Just cause I do a lot of different artists.
Right.
But
uh-huh.
Meek Mill is one of the artists is like I feel like we could drop some fire shit. You feel me?
Yeah, why you say Meek? Cause I'm a big one of the biggest Meek fans you might ever meet.
I like the nigga beat selections.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I like the nigga wordplay type shit.
And you choosing a nigga that's gonna
yeah.
you gotta really rap with. You know
it's not a lot of niggas that know how to wordplay and put things into depictions. You feel what I'm saying? And really go in, go stupid. Like, and really balance the beat to every word. It's like almost like science, like physics. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying?
I think a lot of that is because he came with Ross. Like I fuck with Ross.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with everything he be doing. You know what I'm saying? Ross be on some wild shit.
Ross's really
pin game is crazy.
Bro, Ross, that nigga, that's what I'm saying,
his
bro.
His pin game is stupid.
There's too many niggas that I can name, bro.
And, you know I'm a 50 fan.
Yeah.
That's the only nigga.
You're a 50 fanatic. That's the
I fuck right with 50
go hard.
Yeah.
50 go hard.
But that's the
bro.
Only nigga 50 couldn't push around was Ross.
All right.
And nigga just kept dropping shit.
Who got more classic albums between The Game and 50 Cent?
50, man.
Get the fuck out of here.
50, bro.
I think it's
the
even.
Game, bro.
I think it's
the
even.
The Game got, bro. The documentary.
Yeah, but that's not
Shout
as hard
out
as.
To both of them niggas.
But that's not a classic, though.
Yeah, the documentary Listen, was a classic. Bro. But we all know that 50 game, had a hand in that, too.
Exactly. 50 done wrote shit for
Come
other
on,
people.
Yeah.
And all that,
but
man.
I'm going to tell you something, though. Like,
Come on, man.
Like, Sway asked him about Jay-Z. He was like, man, so what you think about Jay-Z and comparing y'all's, you know, careers? He said, man, I did his whole career twice.
Who? 50?
Yes, did Jay. 500 million on the first album, 500 million on the second.
He made Jay, 500 million off the.
Come on,
I'll be talking counting tours and.
Man, come on, man. He's still doing
merchandise.
It. He's on the last one now.
Uh-huh.
Why would you, I ain't gonna lie, why would you compare 50 to The Game?
Because I just seen that.
I seen it too, though.
With Tekala. Like, who
I
got
seen
more
the
class
episode.
Albums? Bro,
The Game said I do, but The Game is supposed to say that.
That was just a friction them boys had. That's why them boys put them against each other.
Yeah.
But ratings, numbers, whatever you call it, nigga, I don't give a damn.
50, man.
50, got it.
I don't care how many records you sell. I'm talking about playability.
Playability.
I'm going to
say this.
You talking about player shit?
Yeah, I'm talking about 50. Put that 50 on.
50.
But I'm going to tell you this, too.
Besides that Get Rich or Die Trying. The
Massacre was good.
Anything.
The Massacre was good.
Anything
a lot of people want to downplay the Massacre, but the Massacre didn't let people down. The only thing that let people down about the Massacre is something that he had to do, which is radio shit.
Yeah.
People were scared to work with 50. You feel what I'm saying?
Man,
he got hit
hard.
Like I got hit, but he ain't fucking breathing. And it's a true story. So how many white folks and corporate people want to just get down with this nigga? He had to make
Interscope
Disco Inferno. Yeah, but then when you branch out from Interscope and these other white people don't know you, all we know is that you 50 Cent, man. Diddy didn't even want to fool with him. He like, I'll use you as a writer, but I'm kind of scared of you, bro. To have to deal with you all the time as a man to man.
You feel who's scared of who?
Diddy. He dropped him.
Who was scared of Diddy?
50. No, 50 was scared of Diddy. I mean, Diddy was scared of 50.
Oh.
You ever heard the story? Hey, 50 wrote make this money. Take this money. Yeah. Ain't no way you can take. That's old bad boy shit.
I don't, bro. Come on, bro. I can't say Diddy was scared of 50.
Hey, man.
50 was scared. You talking about niggas with money.
But listen, though. You ain't heard it.
Niggas that's doing corporate shit.
You ain't heard the story. He was trying to sign him as a writer. He was just giving the money to write for Bad Boy. 50, before we knew about 50.
Mm-hmm.
He was giving that nigga bread to write certain records. 50 wrote that song with L. Cool J, The Paradise. If you need me. 50 was writing a lot of shit before we knew him. The story is 50 told the story on the Behind the Music. He said there was an altercation at the motherfucking headquarters at Bad Boy headquarters.
Yeah.
He said when Diddy walked back in, he had an Uzi on the table. 50 did. He was like, shit, I ain't getting shot again. Nigga, what's going on out there? He said after that, he ain't won't fuck with him no more. He was like, he was scared of that. He's like, I already been through that shit with Shine. Shine Post shot somebody. Biggie's dead. I can't go to court no more. See, I can't fuck with you no more.
See,
you feel what I'm saying? It could be scared on. I'm scared to lose my business and shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? But
he might be scared of what comes with that. Might be scared of the law. How y'all feel about Puff finally giving the masters back?
Shit, a lot of people said it wasn't shit, though.
That's what I'm saying. You got to have a
money
meeting.
Spent.
It is, and they ain't streaming that shit no more. That shit
everybody dead. Black Rob dead.
You got to go get a million streams to get $55. You know
now,
what I mean? So
now I fuck with the new Diddy album, though.
Yeah, I like it.
You know, it's real smooth. Diddy, you know.
Brought it back.
Did what he's supposed to do, producer-wise. You know what I'm saying? But the game saying that shit is just for hate, bro.
What Diddy album? The one
it's
he
a
just
new one.
Dropped?
Love, it's a real smooth. It'll take you back to the 90s a little bit. Got certain artists that I wouldn't necessarily listen to every day. On that motherfucking, it's just a vibe to me. You feel me? I'm trying to be an old school player.
When he dropped that bit?
Shit, like a month ago.
Like a month, okay.
A couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna ask you, Wayne just had a birthday, right? What's your favorite Wayne?
Shout out to the Libras. You a Libra too?
Libras.
Libras in the house, man.
I'm gonna ask y'all what's your favorite Wayne project, and specifically, what's your favorite cut out the drought? Like drought, that's my favorite, but like out the drought and like. Overall, what's your favorite? Besides the drought, what's your
That's
favorite
hard.
Wayne project?
Wayne dropped so much shit, man.
That Carter 1 was just classic, bro. Like,
Bro, my favorite song from Lil Wayne is like Blunt Blowing.
Yeah.
My Nigga remix.
Yeah.
Yeah. With YG?
I don't think it was just Wayne on that bit.
Uh-huh. Probably just did the beat. It's hard to say because it's like we grew up on Wayne. It's like
and then
every
the old Wayne type shit.
Every era.
You talking about Squad Up Wayne? Yeah, I fuck with Squad Up.
I'm saying like every era just has a Wayne has something that does something to me in every era. From when I was young, you feel me? With the Hot Boys, the Bling Bling, you feel me? Just that, just the hook was everything. Then Wayne grew up. For me, it was the Carter 2, the intro to the Carter 2.
Yeah.
That's when it really, like, he really distanced himself from all the other rappers. That the mob, you feel me?
Money over bitches.
You know what I'm saying? Then it's like
the
high school
got
came.
So many songs, bro. It's like you can't really name.
Yeah. The Carter 3 showed me that he could do whatever he wanted because he did the mixtape. Nobody will ever fuck with Mixtape Weezy, though, because everybody liked the drought, but the.
Nah, here it is.
The leaks was crazy.
When you heard that motherfucker and that goddamn,
Facts. The Carter 3 was crazy, you feel me? Let the beat build, you feel me?
Yeah.
The mixtape Weezy.
Now that's a classic, right? The Let the Beat
Shout out to Kanye.
He
produced a lot of that album, but the mixtape Weezy, the leaks, the shit that was getting leaked was crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't think anybody could. I mean, you could pick out your favorite song, but it's like I can name like 7 favorite songs. Like when he redid that Hawaii 5.0 with the doom 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 doom. What do you say? That nigga smacked that motherfucker, bro. I got them 24 inches sitting on them Joe Buttons and those trunks straight jumping, bitch. I can't hear nothing, nor I might do them Spurs sitting on them Tim Duncans. But in that Lamborghini, I do donuts like Dunkins. How come every bad? You feel me?
Yeah.
Wayne just come up with so much shit. I've literally pressed rewind on most of that nigga's mixtape shit. Like, I got to hear that nigga say that.
Ain't going to lie. Wayne is a big influence. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you.
So, like...
Sky's the Limit, probably my favorite.
Yeah, that Sky's the Limit was it.
You feel me? Like, it was the Katrina era, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne, what you mean, Katrina?
Live from the 500 and four.
That freestyle.
Hurricane Katrina.
On Sky's the Limit, he was like, you know... They wanna build a whole new city with ours, but you know at the end of the day it still be ours. You feel me?
I didn't know it was Mike Jones's cut. You know that's before the internet.
Hey, shout out to Mike Jones, man. Texas, bro. I fuck with Texas music, bro. Ever since I was a little nigga,
they was on fire for a minute. They had Pow Wow, Bun B. They had a nice that little.
Hey, before that,
yeah.
25 lighters on my dresser, yes sir. Like. Texas is a big influence. Like, you feel me? I do music. Texas was always a big influence on me. Mm-hmm. Pimp C, Bun B. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. the Big Pokey. But yeah. That nigga Paul Wall still spitting, man. He got a song with Mexican OT.
Yeah.
Nah, he's ripping shit, dog. Like, that's just so hard, man.
And he always say he wasn't a rapper. He was just a hustling ass nigga that happened. Yeah. You know what I mean? I always said, I ain't a rapper. I'm just a hustling ass nigga. Y'all ever been down to Houston?
Nope.
I ain't never really been in Houston type shit.
You been to Texas though?
I done been to the airport type shit.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm hearing? But
passing through.
I ain't never really.
I fuck with Vegas though. I can see every time I'm out there, I'm like, man, I can see why Pop. Whoop that nigga. Because I always thought, like, damn, Pac would probably still be here if he let the goons handle it. Hey, man, that nigga over there is the nigga that be snatching them Death Row chains everywhere.
Well, hold on, man.
That nigga Pac threw the dice and was like, nigga, let's go whoop this nigga. He should have let them niggas handle that shit, but...
Don't he got to be Keefy D, like, bro, you just talk yourself into a goddamn indictment, bro. Like,
nah, I appreciate Keefy D. He's putting away the speculations of Illuminati... Man, they killed.
At what cost, though? What, like, what the fuck?
Hey,
like,
man, he's an old nigga. He about to die. He won't let niggas know. And he wants to let niggas know Diddy didn't pay him. Diddy put the hit out and didn't pay him. He said, that's why I'm telling this story. Because Diddy was supposed to pay. They had a hit out on Diddy. Diddy had a hit out on Pac 6 months before he died.
Allegedly.
Hey, man. Hey, listen. If it's go viral, it's not allegedly. It's what was said. And they locked the nigga up for this shit. So... You feel what I'm saying?
But good luck getting your money from Puffy. He got legal money he niggas ain't paying. Like, he ain't got to pay those streets.
If I never wired this random nigga millions of dollars, there's no trace.
Who he wires $1 million to?
I'm saying he didn't.
He didn't
pay the nigga.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
You feel what I'm saying? But if it's all, I think it's all true because it makes sense. Pop whooped the nigga and the niggas came and shot that nigga. That's more believable than they just wanted Pop dead. You feel me? I think Biggie just got caught up in all that shit and went back out west like a dummy.
So would you say everybody falls off? Everybody falls off. So would you, like, I don't know, like, what am I trying to say here? Could y'all, Pac and Big are legends, but they would eventually fell off. Wouldn't you say when they eventually just?
Hell no.
You don't think so?
Not Pac.
Them boy was going stupid.
Uh huh.
Pac had, how many, 15 movies before he died? That nigga could have, hell, it was the first nigga doing that shit besides Will Smith and them niggas, man.
Yeah, 15, I thought he had like, I know he had about 3 or 4. Were they unreleased or something? Shit, I ain't never,
man,
I know.
I ain't no 15.
Yeah, he got Juice and Gang Related.
I think I'm talking shows too. The nigga was on Different World.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Above the Rim.
Uh huh.
Like appearances.
Yeah,
you feel me? He had like,
he wasn't Above the Rim.
You feel me? Above the Rim. What's the Gridlock before he died?
Yeah.
Poetic Justice. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like,
yeah,
shit.
That Poetic Justice.
Come on, man. That's, he showed his range on there. You feel what I'm saying?
I never seen it all the way through on Poetic Justice. Mm-hmm.
What?
I never seen it all the way through. I seen bits and pieces, but I ain't never seen it all the way through.
I done seen that bitch so many times.
Man, dog. Like, shit, Pac was my whole childhood. Nigga. I was born in 91, nigga. I kind of remember.
Did you want to
know
his ring growing up, nigga?
Hell no, she ain't wearing no ring. Shit, but if I was older though, Pac had that influence on niggas, man. Pac was a gangster, man. Niggas, Pac got off on the cops, nigga.
Yeah, he did. So who would you say is better between Biggie and Pac? Talk to him like, yeah, who would you say is the...
I'm a Pac-ass nigga. I ain't gonna lie. Fuck all that. I'm a Pac-ass nigga. Yeah. But the thing is, you feel me? Biggie slid too, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I ride with Pac, bro, on that shit.
Though. Always. Uh-huh. When people compare Boosie and Webby, I say that's Pac and Biggie. You feel me? Webby's the Biggie nigga. He's smooth, but he's cold.
Yeah.
Pac is like Boosie, nigga. Whatever I got to do to get the cross, nigga, my point across, this nigga's going to get that shit across.
Pac had that. You know, all right, okay. So both of them boys is from New York originally. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? But Pac moved out.
That's my only thing.
Pac moved out west.
That's my only thing about Pac, man. Pac wasn't no West Coast nigga. That nigga was
so
Baltimore,
New York. So Pac had range. You feel me? He had range, bro. He was able to.
He was cultured.
Get, you feel me? He got to me, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Pop probably damn near the reason why I make music, bro.
Yeah.
Because I remember the first time I put on headphones, cuz. Yeah. I'm telling you, bro.
Pac was different.
I heard Tupac change. By the time, he probably was already dead or whatever.
Yeah.
You feel me? But I fell in love with music right then.
So for all your top five of all time.
Pac in that bitch.
See, I be telling a lot of people that. I be telling a lot of people that about mine. Shit. Too.
Who's your top five? You go Pac? In no particular order. You ain't got to, you know. Yeah.
Pac. Mm-hmm. In that bitch.
I ain't a killer, but don't push me.
You know, Boosie in that bitch for sure. I ain't going to lie. Boosie in that bitch. You feel me? I grew up on Boosie.
Definitely. I fuck with Boosie for... probably forever. The new shit's hard too.
You feel me? Young Thug in that bitch.
I fuck with Thug.
You feel me what I'm hearing?
Free slime.
Free slime. Free Young Thug, bitch. How many I said? Three? I got two more?
Two more.
I say.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Fleur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check. And the link's going to be in the description. In the comments, go check that out. Fleur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
Damn.
Why he thinks I would take another sip for my Big and Lazy cup.
Let me take a sip, too.
Yeah. We all toasting. Good life. More life, man.
Hey, you feel me?
I'm going to give you my five. I'm going to go Nas. That's the greatest rapper. Like, Nas. Is, I go Nas.
Nas Cole.
Pac, Big.
J. Cole.
J. Cole?
That's your fourth.
Mm-hmm. That's my fourth.
Hey, J. Cole. That's a good one.
He just spits. He just ain't with the hoopla. He just...
You know, his favorite rapper's Nas.
Yeah, uh-huh. Mm. He said he let Nas down. That was one of my favorite cuts. When he said he let Nas down,
that's
gonna
change.
And I'm gonna put Drake in there.
Yes, sir. Okay. You can't go wrong with Drake, though.
You can't, bro. He can't go wrong.
But the thing is, Drake put in that work. The first few albums, like, them just play all the way through.
Yeah, like.
A lot of niggas can't say that. Which I think Nothing Was the Same was the most complete album.
Oh, with Take Care?
Yes.
Oh man!
Take care.
Listen,
that's the best. Great. I ain't gonna lie. That ain't the best album.
Yeah,
but it's whooper.
It's one of the best.
It
albums.
Is.
You feel me? But Take Care is an album of its own type shit.
It's the beginning,
it like, bro.
It's Hungry Drake.
It's taking you through some shit.
But come on now, Did the same thing. I'm gonna say this, and you can agree. You know, we can agree or disagree.
I ain't gonna lie.
The intro to Nothing Was the Same is better than everything on
I gotta go back and listen to it again. How it go? Like,
man, look.
The intro to Nothing was the same.
You gotta be going through
every song. No, I feel you though.
Yeah,
I feel you. Drake was at first Rod Wave.
Yeah,
he gonna put you. He gonna take you to Marvin's room, all that shit. Yeah, but listen, Nothing was the same. The intro coming off the last record, I'm getting $20 million off the record just off these records, nigga. That's a record. Hold on, that's just the intro.
I don't know. What's that? Look what you done. What's that? Oh my God.
That's
all
that shit. Let's take care.
Over my dead body.
Yeah. But that, Nothing Was the Same had.
That Did You Wrong. That bitch fire.
It had
headlines on there. That's when I knew Drake was him. That song, The Ignorant Shit.
Yeah. Yeah,
but that nigga, he was him before that.
Yeah.
What was that one with Rick Ross at was it Underground Kings?
We need some more Drake and Rick Ross.
Bro, they don't miss. We need some more
Drake and Rick Ross.
Drake and Meek don't miss.
That shit. Drake and Rick Ross do not miss.
Never.
My favorite Birdman.
What was the first cut they had?
Never.
Maybach Music? Not Maybach. Aston Martin.
Yeah, that was hard.
Some shit like that.
That shit is still classic. Whenever that bitch come on, it's like it's the first time you ever heard it.
Yeah.
Aston Martin Music. But.
That'd be hard.
I'm going to tell you. Nigga, a song with Ross and Webby was the first. I don't know. I think that's what it is. They got Baby on it. That's my favorite Baby verse, A Miracle, with Ross, Baby, and Webby. That's my favorite. That nigga, Birdman, he had to write that shit himself. It was so cold.
You got faith in Birdman's pen?
Birdman slid that bitch.
No, but it was so hard. You feel me? That's another thing. Like,
all right, I'm going to ask y'all this. Go ahead.
When people put Boosie and Webby against each other and say who was better, Webby's the better rapper, man.
Yeah.
Webby made the better song. Savage Life 1, 2.
Nah, bro. You can't say that shit.
Come on, look, man. The quality was there, man.
Look, brother. Look, bit, bro.
Hold on. Hold that thought. We also, you feel me? This is speaking from the streets. Not that I'm in the street. I'm just saying streets talking.
Hold on though.
The industry shit, he had 3 number ones on his first album.
Yeah, I fuck with Webby and Boosie.
Boosie's the pastor.
For yeah.
Real. But you can't compare them niggas. That's something you can't do. Like, it's certain niggas you can't.
I don't think you
could really compare anybody art to anybody art, but you feel me? That you can't. It's certain like niggas that, you can really can't compare, bro. Like,
so what about when people say, "Of course, Andre 3000 is better than
that's like Big Boy. Comparing no. Jordan Pippen."
No, bro.
What?
A lot of people would say that.
Andre 3000.
A lot of people would say
bruh,
that.
Andre 3000 is fire.
Yeah,
that's one of my favorite niggas too. Cause
but. What do you rank him in?
Man,
all of
nah,
that, bro?
You can't a lot
of
compare them niggas.
This is what I said to a nigga.
I said,
that's like a pair of Jordan and Pippen. They like
everybody say that Andre 3000 is one of the best rappers ever, which I agree.
Yeah,
but I say he ain't shit without Big Boy. All you got is Hey Ya without Big Boy. Everything else,
he
is,
smacked every feature like he went.
Yes, he did.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Bro, that nigga fire, bro.
Speaking of comparing people.
You can't say that. See, certain shit, bro, you can't say, bro. Because I'm telling you, bro, these niggas raw as fuck.
They are, though.
These niggas raw.
And their success is intertwined with each other.
Exactly.
Like,
And they're coming from their own
place.
Cognitive. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like you
South got something to say. Nigga wasn't ready
for that. They coming from their soul type shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? So it's like,
when you can say that about you can't compare people's art.
You feel me?
I feel that.
Especially in these OGs, bro. You feel me? These real deal OGs that's been doing this. You feel me? Before we was born type shit. So I feel like them niggas, man, them niggas hard.
Yeah.
Y'all was talking about Ross earlier. So I'm gonna go back to this. So who got more classic albums, Ross or 50?
Ross.
Okay. I thought you better say 50, man.
No, because Ross
got
Ross.
That's why I just said.
Ross.
Who else can you say that about who 50 beef with?
Yeah.
And I love Jadakiss, but if you're comparing Get Rich or Die Trying to anything, Jadakiss. Even though Jada's going to drop everything. He's one of the best spitters ever, but it, when people talk about a complete project that
but
you
I ain't going to lie, them boys damn near two different eras, though.
Nah, but them niggas was beefing. Fat Joe, Jadakiss, shit.
Come on, 50 and Ross.
And Ross, that's why I said, I love Ross's music and his pen because no matter through the whole beef, you can't push me around, nigga. I'm dropping everything. And I'm mixtapes, albums, and it's all classic. Ross went on a spin, Rich Forever. He went on a whole shit spin on 50. Like, nigga, I ain't even got beef with you. I ain't got to mention your name. I'm just going to rap, nigga. Classic shit. Sign me. Classic shit. You feel what I'm saying? Sam motherfucking Omarion. Omarion had one of the best songs he ever had on Maybach Music.
So if you could sign with any record label, like besides the one you get, it's hypothetical, at like the height of their heyday, who would you want to go
that's a good
like
question,
you know, in their heyday, like, you know, No Limit in their heyday, Cash Money in their heyday, you know what I mean? Like, just hypothetical, who would you?
I'd probably fuck with I don't know, bro. Mm-hmm. Tell you the truth.
Yeah.
But I'd probably go the Empire way.
Mm. Empire?
You know, Boosie beefing independent, with them, man.
Mm? You go independent?
Independent. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Empire way.
His brother signed Boosie's name. That's the most snake ass shit, ain't it? I signed my name and I signed Boosie's name.
That's why I said that new Boosie is. Mm-hmm. If you ain't heard that shit, that's some classic Boosie right there.
I ain't got shit to do with that.
Facts, though.
You see he's making his own community? Like, Boosie making his, he buying land and shit. That's what's backyard. Up, man. Yeah,
Boosie's a hustler, though.
Yeah.
You feel me? Boosie used the whole thing like 50. 50's a hustler.
Fuck with Boosie, though.
Yeah, Boosie came from the bottom. Man, we remember Boosie, man, from the beginning, man. Shit, MySpace era Boosie. Was a whole nother nigga, man. You feel what I'm saying? That shit, mixtape Boosie. You know what I'm saying?
Since we on comparisons right now, let's compare stuff we was talking about earlier. Harry Pussy and Ball Pussy.
Oh, shit. Y'all nigga crazy.
I didn't grown up, man. Give me a little hair on it. Not this much, but yeah,
Just give me some pussy.
A fine carpet, huh?
Just give me some pussy. I don't care. You know what I'm saying?
Take it any way you can get it.
Hey, man.
Ball Pussy.
Ball
Pussy,
man.
The best pussy.
Man,
yeah. That nigga like to slip and slide.
Do that pussy how you want to.
Yeah.
When that bitch bald, you can do that pussy just how you want to. Anything. Anything. Lick it soft.
Hey. Hey. That's how you get sprung, though.
You be fucked up now.
Ain't no hair on it, nigga. You gonna be fucked up now. Plus if it's
you gonna be fucked up.
Especially if she cute. She cute, no hair on it. It's just pussy pretty.
But y'all niggas talking about y'all fuck with him, Bush, hey, all that. Nah.
Not the Bush.
Just give me some pussy, man.
I was fucking the other day. She excuse me. No, baby. Ain't no excuse me.
That's disrespectful, though. That's disrespectful. If a bitch come with me with hair pussy, bitch, that's disrespectful.
Like, that ain't no
get the fuck out.
So you couldn't have been in the 70s.
Nah,
60s?
Hell nah. I couldn't have been there.
I say a female coming
that
with some
I'm here.
Stanking
that why
pussy.
I'm right here.
You hear me? They say ball pussies is a busy pussy.
Nah, hell nah.
Ah, you don't think so?
She got to keep it motherfucker. Nah. She got to keep it motherfucker bald.
You keep it clear, man. Nah. Clear.
Bald pussy is just pussy being taken care of, well-nurtured pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what you call it.
The hair can, like, hold on, let's go back to the last episode. Shorty said a little hair on a coochie protects you from a lot of shit. Remember she said that?
They said it's there for a reason. It would take you from a whole, like, I couldn't tell you what she said.
You
I couldn't
have been no slave
nah,
or nothing.
Hell no.
You couldn't have been no slave nah, or nothing. Bro, would have been out there like, bro. Shit, we already picking cotton.
The ball pussy, the best pussy, clean pussy.
Ball pussy, the best pussy.
Huh?
You ain't never had no good hairy pussy?
Bruh, I ain't taking them type of chances, my boy.
But I was saying, you
trust me, cuz.
Yeah.
I ain't taking them type of chances.
You ain't taking what chances of what though? No. What am I missing?
Bruh, how you gonna eat some hair pussy?
What you
that
say,
bitch
hair?
Probably got a crab in it.
Ah,
you hear me?
See, that ain't
come on
right.
Now, cuz.
Now, hold on, cuz.
Hold on. Let me say this. So you get
I'm not eating
I'm
no
not even gonna say
no straight pussy, period. But if
and
I'm
then,
being
and
I'm
then
eating,
it's
right.
different.
If I'm being
and then
fucked,
you got
this man.
You can't just
I
say
it however,
you can't just say
you're
gonna eat some hair pussy. It's different types of hair pussy.
Yeah, it is.
You got black hair pussy, You got dog hair, pussy.
You got
all type of hair, pussy might be.
Yeah.
The pussy might be a whole nother country type of pussy. This bitch got mink on her coochie.
I think all crabs are morphed into bed bugs, though. You know, you heard about that shit growing up. Niggas got crabs.
Right.
I ain't heard they catch the crabs in quite a long time. Like, I don't.
Man. I ain't fucking with hair, pussy.
At all.
Nope. Yeah.
So a chick you been, I'm gonna give you a hypothetical. A chick you been messing with for
years. Fuck that bitch.
Listen,
who's
I'm giving
the
my
baddest bitch. A chick I've been fucking with for years ain't giving me no hair, pussy.
Hold on though.
Okay.
So who's your ideal woman?
That's number one. Huh?
Of all time. Who's your most ideal woman? Just of all time. You know, I know I can't get her. She Beyonce. Rihanna.
Beyonce married, bro.
That's a hypothetical. That's a far stretch hypothetical.
No, I'm just saying. You name one woman. My favorite woman is Keisha Cole. I love Keisha Cole to death.
It looked like she had a hairy pussy.
If I got to her and it was hairy, I'm still gonna fuck. It's Keisha Cole. Mm-mm. You feel what I'm saying?
That's gonna make me see a different.
That's all I'm saying. I ain't turning it down. You feel me?
If I get
Rihanna and Rihanna flew me out to Barbados, I done flew all the way out to Barbados. And we smoking, we chilling, show me a great time, and it's time to get it in. Whatever you want. Shit, damn, it's Harry.
Nah.
It's all good. Uh-huh.
You ever flew a chick out? You ever?
Something like that. We all done had them little experiences.
Yeah, we know. That trick bill, yeah. Every nigga got a trick bill unless the nigga ain't got no money at all.
Yeah.
That's a different story.
Listen, if you drove to get her, you tricked, my nigga. You used some gas money.
If you Ubered over, if you hit that, send
you
that
paid
Uber.
For that pussy.
Yeah.
If she's hungry and you eating and you get
Because the whole time you doing all that.
Yeah.
You calculating your expenses.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Hey, Rolly.
Hold
on. You calculating your expenses when you going to buy your clothes. Huh?
Yeah,
I was like, gonna fuck with this.
Nigga, for a time, it was like $50, $60. Like, all right, I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
I just smoked a blunt with you. That's 20. You bought you something to eat. That's another 10.
Damn,
shit, we went to the 10. Movies. Yeah, you know.
Nah, not these days.
Ah, nah. This is a long time ago.
Spend a 10. Boy, you stop by McDonald's and spend $20 for one person.
Yeah, real talk.
I used to walk in McDonald's with $6 for myself, and I just so happened to get my nigga with me. He ain't got no money, and we eat and drink.
Look,
McDonald's
used to feed the community. Bro.
Yeah, bro, it's a wrap.
They used to feed the community.
Even Little Caesars
done fucked up now.
That's a delicacy now.
You feel me?
$15.
Hey,
for $10 more, I can go get a steak.
You want to know what's fucked up? Mama was saying you got some McDonald's money. It is 99 cents. You playing.
$3 for a Big Mac meal.
Come on,
that shit $12 now.
You playing.
So did you...
you got some McDonald's money?
That shit gone.
It is. So, like, what's your little go-to spot if you want to, like... You know what I mean? If you trying to... I ain't going to say impress a bitch, but, you know, you trying to... You
impressive
know, a little date or something. Like, I'm hungry. Let's go get something to eat. Where you taking it to?
Shit.
Nothing too crazy. You know, whatever you...
I like Rue Chris.
Oh, God damn. He said Rue Chris. He said...
Or the seafood.
Seafood lady?
Seafood.
Uh-huh.
What about you, Big? Where you gonna take your woman?
We're going Longhorns. Like, I fuck with Longhorns. That's my spot.
I like Longhorns.
Yeah, yeah. That Palm Chicken's a motherfucker, man.
I fuck with Longhorns, man. I'm a tester. First date, I'm a tester.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna take it to the bottom.
I ain't definitely taking her to Ruth's Chris.
I'm gonna just ask her, like...
Not the first date, anyway.
I'm gonna take her to Bacon Bitch in Orlando.
What's that? Okay, what's her?
That bitch fire.
It is.
Bacon Bitch?
Bacon Bitch.
It's down in Miami.
In Orlando.
Yeah.
Damn, you turning us on. That's a new one, bitch.
That bitch fire.
Okay.
I fuck with it.
What kind of food they got there?
If you know, you know. They got some good food.
Mm-hmm.
They got some real good food, real good music, real good people.
Shout out Bacon Bitch, man.
Shout out to Bacon
Shout
Bitch.
Out Bacon Bitch.
You hear me?
Definitely.
Fire.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, so back to the music real quick. Would you fuck with one of these rapping chicks that just rap about their coochie?
Damn right.
Which one's your favorite one then?
I like Paris LeDon.
Who's that?
Paris LeDon. She from Indianapolis.
Okay.
You feel me?
That's a new one. We got to get her on the pod.
We got a song together.
Yeah.
Called Trap Ho.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She going stupid.
That's what's up.
She one of the best females coming out.
Man, I hope you gotta plug us, man. Yeah. Shit, come just on. Plug us, man.
Yeah.
Whatever we gotta do to have our own, man, so we can get to know her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you could see somebody other than her, like if you wanted to see somebody on this platform, like who would it be? Like, who would you be like, you should go fuck with them niggas? Like, you should, like, if you can, but you gotta be able to get them on here. Like, you gotta be able to, you know, send a text or a DM or something, get them on. Like, if you could just see anybody.
Somebody big?
Anybody. Just anybody big, small. We fuck with everybody.
Heck yeah. Yeah, you can get Paris on that bit.
Okay.
I'm gonna shoot a text.
That's a bet. Ooh. And just to throw it out here, like, we fuck with everybody. You ain't gotta be a rapper. You ain't gotta be, you know, I get that a lot. I'm not nobody, but I want to come on, but I'm nobody important. You ain't got to be, like, as long as you can hold a conversation.
Right.
It ain't even nothing. Because I was talking to this one little chick. She said, I'm not a rapper. Then we just had a good-ass conversation for, like, 35, like, right here. This is a podcast. Oh, yeah, woo-woo-woo. Well, I can come on. So we ain't going to come on here and troll you. We fuck with the hoes. Right. You know.
Hell yeah.
We're trying to get one of them stripper joints of OnlyFans. You know, but they just, I don't know. Yeah. I think they... It's these lights are bright, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But the number one thing you said, man, we're just trying to embrace. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to embrace. I've been telling my boy Big about my boy Rolly for a minute.
He has.
And that's really how we do it, man. Like, he shoot me people. Like, what do you think about this? Like, First Lady NC, that's some of the best conversation we ever had.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And she don't even want to do her craft as much as she, you know, what we pulled her on to do, but the conversation was still good. It was still fire.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So what you think about Big, what you posted on Facebook?
What?
You think other podcasts took it some type of way?
I hope not, but I just think I don't want no smoke, but I think we got the hottest platform in the city. And I'm standing city on that, like, city of Louisville.
Yeah, it's Kentucky. Fine. It's
I don't
fine.
See nobody else doing this shit. I don't. Man, if you all plug me, like, because it's one little, I got a podcast too. So, all right, send it to me. I you know, share it, watch it.
Shout out to Big and Lazy, man.
She never sent it to me.
Shout out Big and Lazy. Shout out to Anna B. She be on the podcast tip.
Yeah. Do you watch, you watch sports?
Heck yeah. Nigga, man, look. I watch sports, but I watch Colorado, nigga, and I watch Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
Damn.
That's all I've been watching. Colorado and Lamar Jackson.
Hey,
how you feel about Damian Lillard going to the Bucks?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I seen Cud talking about he wasn't gonna trade or nothing like that.
See, that's the first thing I thought about. From 2017 or whenever KD went, he was like, "Y'all niggas is hoes, nigga. You niggas is teaming up."
But listen, he gave him
that might be a good move though.
Yeah. Hell yeah, Giannis and come on, man, you got two niggas that can
bread.
Score 50 points.
Getting that bread, man. Them niggas.
They're getting that bread, nigga. That's the number one thing about this shit. LeBron made it cool to get your bread, nigga, and get you a ring, nigga.
And all they gonna do is politic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they gonna do.
Giannis is a cool nigga, though. You can tell outside of he's a killer on the court, but you can tell he a businessman. He ain't just letting niggas handle him any type of way, because he said the same thing Jordan said. He's like, shit, y'all better give me some talent up here. Shit, Dame said it to Portland years ago. That's why he's like, shit, I gotta go. Y'all niggas ain't getting nobody... You feel me? To play with. Shit. This game is about, you know what I'm saying? LeBron, AD, and Kyrie. What's your boy's name in Dallas? Luka.
Luka.
You know what I'm saying? But,
niggas in Dallas going
and Boston
stupid.
Boys.
Kyrie's down there too, ain't he? I hate to get traded again.
But them Boston boys got that boy.
Who's that? Drew Holiday?
Drew Holiday.
On the Nuggets going crazy.
Yeah. But that was due, though. He was due his. What's his name? They get been hurt.
Who? Luka?
Nah, Dirk. for Denver.
Jamal. Murray?
Yeah, Murray.
Mm-hmm.
Murray been, he kept getting hurt. Murray was killing shit.
Bro, Kentucky got off $6 billion in the NBA and ain't got number one championship. He had a lot of talent come through there.
But a lot of them still playing, too. I'm a Louisville fan, but I respect it. Cause it's like
I still respect it. But them, they was going pro anywhere they went, though. You know what I mean? They was going pro if they went to fucking Simons College. What's his name? Reverend Kaiser. Yeah.
Simmons.
Yeah.
So, you know, your boy said that, though. Jamarcus Cousins. He was like, he asked Coach Cal. He was like, shit, you think I should go pro? I'm really trying to stay another year, win the championship. He was like, shit, you want to make me rich? Or do you want to be rich?
Yeah.
And he was like, shit, I want to be rich. He was like, then go to fucking NBA. You feel me? That's,
shout out to
Cal. I'm going to come and play for... I'm a Louisville fan, but I'm going to play for Cal. I'm going to the league, man.
That real nigga shit.
I got five more of you coming in next year. I don't have the room. I don't feel like game planning to have you back. My nigga, go get your money, my nigga.
Go get that bread.
You feel me?
Speaking of. Take your classes online, nigga.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you said you only record, you live in Louisville, but you only record in Orlando? Mm-hmm. Like, why is that? Like, is it a good vibe down there? Or like, you know?
I mean, it ain't like nothing against the what they got going on in Louisville. It's just when I go home, I'm home. Like, that's where I'm
right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good at. You know what I mean? So, and you can my process is like how I want my process to be. You feel what I'm saying? Right. So that's what I do. It ain't nothing. You feel me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's.
You know what, though?
So you flying Spirit? You fuck with Spirit, man? All right. Spirit Airlines.
Airlines, yeah.
Nah.
Hey, I flew Spirit to Vegas, man. We were straight.
It's overhyped. I only flew one time. It was American Airlines, and that was pretty decent.
But it ain't
I was on a small-ass plane, though.
It ain't nothing wrong to get no Spirit, though. Yeah. It ain't nothing wrong to get no Spirit. But I ain't late. You feel me? I done flew Spirit before, though.
Yeah. You gotta do what you got. You ever hopped on that Greyhound?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
You feel me? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Yeah,
I'm gonna keep it real though. Mm-hmm. Bruh told me before. He said he can't find a producer in the city that got his sound, that got his vibe. You feel me? I think we need to link him with Crack Doja.
Mm.
Get Crack Doja out of his, you know, out of the shell. Because Crack Doja, man. I done heard so many beats from Crack Doja, bro. I feel like he can make a beat, especially now from 15 years ago. That nigga probably get you together, bro. Because at one point, you couldn't do nothing in the city with music if you wasn't going through Crack Doja. I'm going to keep it real. Niggas wasn't watching your video unless that bitch dropped from Crack Doja. Niggas wasn't listening to your song locally if it wasn't produced by Crack Doja. You feel me? And that shit was getting spent in the club. You don't never hear no local artists in the club unless that nigga's in there and he paid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was something like it, yeah. He had a lot of reach, man. I fuck with Crack.
Hell yeah.
So, not to change up a little bit, were you familiar with NFTs? Would you say that's the biggest scam in the history of the world? Like, people was actually paying millions of dollars for, like, pictures.
Yeah.
And 95% of them motherfuckers are worthless now.
Man, that shit was crazy. They scammed they sell.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? And I'm like, I never got it. Like, okay, what's stopping me from screenshotting this?
You gotta keep selling. You gotta keep selling.
Who got rich from Bitcoin?
I don't know.
Some people got rich if you got on the bottom.
Besides the scammers.
If you got on at the bottom, you got pretty rich. But that's like a one in a million chance. One dude, I forgot where he's from.
If you started with Bitcoin when that shit
was a penny or something.
When that shit just started.
Yeah.
You made some money.
You made money.
Okay.
And you
I never understood it. I ain't gonna lie.
Because when it first started, it's like the coins now. Like, I think that shit's kind of dead now. But like, one Bitcoin was like a half a penny, two pennies.
What is it now? Like 30-something?
Yeah, now it's about 27. About 20 of them. It's hovering around there.
It's
it got up to like 75.
Yeah.
It's a little stagnant.
I never understood it. Even when people try to sit me down, I was like, listen. I'm like, nigga, I don't understand none of this shit, nigga.
But one dude in 2012, his friend worked at Domino's. And he said, man, if you bring me two large pizzas, I'll give you 10,000 Bitcoin. Gave him 10,000 Bitcoin. And that's like almost like $100 million these days. Like 10,000 Bitcoin.
Damn.
Yeah, like. But it wasn't nothing.
You understand that shit,
It wasn't number like five pennies, though.
He always talk about that shit. But I just never understood it. Even when people tried to, you feel me? Like, man, you put this money. I ain't really into gambling except for those, like sports betting, but.
It ain't like this number, the stock market.
It sound like
real.
A gamble to me. Like,
I wasn't really fucking with the Bitcoin. I done, you know, play with that bit a little bit, but. I wasn't fucking with it.
Yeah.
I ain't trusted enough.
Mm-hmm. Nah, it ain't regulated. Like,
everything sound like a
scam.
Scheme
you feel
me?
Like, yeah, everything.
Remember them MCA niggas?
Oh, MCA was.
Yeah.
Wasn't that shit like a car, like AAA too?
Yeah, like a roadside assistance.
Man,
yeah, I seen niggas trying to
the
get
fuck
that.
Fuck out of it.
Uh huh.
But I ain't never been into like, writing me on social media and be like, look, you trying to flip. Nigga, I don't even know you. I ain't trying to flip money with niggas I know.
When Instagram first came out, you want to turn 500 to 5,000? Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. My brother did that shit. He fell for it.
Hey,
he said, what do I get? Get the fuck on, nigga.
Bruh, I ain't going to lie to you. I was young.
Uh-huh.
I fell for that shit.
Yeah.
One time.
It happens.
After that.
I'm going to keep it real. I did too, but they called my
Western
phone.
Western Union.
Yeah. They called my phone.
What happened? Could you just tell us what
$200.
Happened? $200. You sent them
$200? Yep. Sent them $200.
Damn. What they said they can flip it to?
$2,000.
All right, damn. Now, my mama's old boyfriend got it.
I was legit. I was like 14 years old.
Yeah.
15 years old.
And you had 2,000? Shit. I mean, 200?
Yeah. My mama's old boyfriend, he got him though. He was like on some old, you know, he always all on little skin. He was older than me. He was like in his fucking 50s. Like, but I don't, he was too old for it. Like, he was like, they was like, send me 200. He's like, well, send me the money first. And I, so they sent this nigga like $400, bro.
What?
And they was like, send it this and that. Man, that nigga took off, man. And oh, man, you know.
Free 400? I'm going too.
It was some A-Rod. He like, man, what am I going to do? Nigga, I don't know what the fuck to tell you.
See, I ain't going to
lie. Who's we, bitch?
I got A-Rod, motherfucker calling my phone one time.
Uh-huh.
I was living in the West in Victory. I had a nice little crib too, but somebody called and was like, hey, we have, there's money that's like set aside for you. And I'm like, what kind of money set aside for me? You feel me? And I'm like, shit, money. And they got bills paid. What's up with some money? And they like, well, have you ever been locked up? I was like, no, shit. You ever been to a college? And I'm like, hell no. I ain't never been to no college. I ain't got no school student loans.
Yeah.
Well, shit, if you give, we got $7,000 for you. It's a grant set aside for you.
Uh-huh.
All we need is your Social Security card.
I got a few of them calls.
Nigga, I'm like, I went and grabbed that bitch.
Motherfuckers out.
I went and grabbed that bitch. My wife was like, who you giving your information to? I'm like, hey, baby, they talking about they got $7,000 because I've never been locked up.
Yeah.
Never been to college. You know, I'm keeping up a job and stuff like that. They were like, boy, you need to hang up the phone. You done gave your socials to some scammers. Because who's going to give you $7,000? It echoed in my head. Who's going to give you $7,000?
Come on,
who's
going to
give you
$7,000? We ask everybody this, man. You ever tried the mushrooms?
Damn right.
It's the perfect nigga.
Big.
Hmm? Some of the trippiest story I ever heard came from my nigga Rolly.
Tell us about the
Rolly. About the dollar.
Yeah.
About the snake. It always stuck with me, cuz.
Oh, fuck, man.
You told me that 2 years ago.
Yeah, that shit fucked with. I was fucked up, cuz. I'm like, bro, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's a wake up. It's like.
You told me that.
It's like you don't need. It's like I done took the shrooms for you, so you ain't gotta take the shrooms.
That's how I feel, cuz.
Yeah,
that's how I feel, bro.
I swear to God.
Would you take them again?
No.
He said he tripped out.
No, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna purr with you. I just took them bitches again.
Uh-huh.
I had a good trip this time.
Yeah.
I just took.
Tell
them
about
like
the dollar,
years.
Bro. Tell them about the dollar.
Hmm.
When you said the snake came off the dollar or some shit.
Nah, it was like you could see the snake and shit. You feel what I'm saying? And it was like spider webs and shit. Like you were just closing. It was like a visual thing. Nigga was stuck in a dream type shit.
Damn.
Over and over and over. Living. You feel me?
Yeah.
Shit like that. That shit.
Yeah, I'm cool on that shit.
That shit was crazy. Mm-hmm. Like.
I ain't gonna lie. Make me want to go there because it's like,
no.
But then it's like, right, every time you tell me that story,
though. You dead. Nah. You dead. Damn. You gone. You
Shorty
out of
said,
there.
The whole other side of your brain. You, shit, you don't think about.
You in a whole nother reality. Like, you ain't even here. You like millions and trillions of miles away, bro. And you know you ain't coming back, nigga. And you know God ain't coming to save you because you done fucked up.
Who wants to experience that shit, though?
Fucked up. I'm telling you, like, nigga,
damn,
that shit like real punishment
crazy
type shit.
This is some punishment,
like real punishment.
I ain't
type
taking
shit.
No shit. That nigga Cheat said that nigga cried in
like the Adam
Larry
and Eve
June.
Experience type shit. You go through the whole Adam and Eve experience and
damn.
The serpent tricking you to eat the shit of this thing of wisdom or some shit like that. And you just
and
you feel like you took it, bitch.
And it show you everything, nigga. It show you everything. That's why you feel what I'm saying.
You told me that's why your faith is strong too.
Yeah.
He said it's
a man of God.
It showed him.
Damn right.
There you go.
My nigga told me in the barbershop. He said that shit took him all the way from point A to point B. And nigga, they showed me God. Nigga, they showed me. I'm like, showed nigga, what? Everything. The really? Snake. I'm like, nigga, it's what?
Like, yeah, like you see everything for what it is, for real.
And that's real prophet shit.
Yeah.
The nigga didn't say, now go try it. The nigga said, I tried it for you, nigga.
He said,
God's real.
Yeah.
I've been there, nigga. Yeah. I've seen it, nigga.
I done tried. You feel me? I'm telling you, cuz. Like,
yeah, it's real shit. It's like, ill shit. Right
it ain't now. No point. It ain't no point, cuz after you try it, bro, it's over with. It's man. Like, it's like, it's
took
like.
That fruit. No.
You gonna wear it. You gonna wear it.
So y'all saying Eve gave Adam the shrooms in the Garden of Eden. It wasn't no apple.
It was like something like that. Yeah. My nigga it said had it to be something like that.
My nigga said one time
I'm telling you.
That he was tripping on shrooms, my nigga Ricky. And he said he would love to tell this story.
Mason?
He told me the other day. Nope, Rucker. He said that he took shrooms and God told him that it was weed in the garden. And he was like, once you hit it, because that's why when niggas be happy, like, nah, I ain't ready to go do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Some niggas get happy, like, cool, nigga, I'm ready to go. But on weed, nigga, you feel like shit. I ain't ready to go whoop them niggas. Like, if I see them, I'll whoop them, but I ain't ready to go whoop them.
Most people
you know?
Don't understand when you in the sleep state, you vulnerable.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You real vulnerable. You make yourself vulnerable to a lot of shit, not only physical, but spiritual shit.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like bad shit. You feel me? So it's like, that's when. You feel me? The serpent type shit.
Snuck in.
Try to play with you. That's why you'll have certain dreams and shit, bad dreams. And
right.
All that shit. You try to play with you in your dreams type shit. So it's like when you're in the sleep state, when you're on shrooms and shit, you put yourself basically in the sleep state when you're on that shit. And you can make yourself vulnerable to evil shit. And they'll come into you and play with you. That's why you see a lot of people that do shrooms a lot and shit. Some of them are going insane, or some of them are, you feel me?
Never
you
come back me? From the...
Lord, rest in peace, blow they self away or some shit like that.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
You said it too.
It's like you constantly in a dream and you got something, you feel me? Basically, like...
And you probably know it's something
the
else
devil
other
trying
than
to
life,
trick
too.
You. The devil trying to trick you to end your life or end somebody else's life.
Yeah,
you feel me? My bad.
Nah, you good. And you love that information. Man.
That's how it be, bro.
Yeah.
You hear me? So, you ain't got to take no damn shroom, cuz.
Nah, I ain't fucking.
You ain't got to do none of that shit. Bro.
When they talking about you, it depends on it.
From that shit.
The mood you in.
So, it was a pleasure for you to come by and stop with us. You know, especially that last 10 minutes. That was real deep.
But we
always, before we get out of here... Give us something good to eat, like Big, and give us something good to watch, like TV, Lazy. So just plug us with something good to eat and good to watch. You said Bacon Bitch down in Orlando?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, that's just like a breakfast spot type shit.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like a Waffle House.
Spot. Yeah, like a breakfast or a brunch spot, you feel me? Something like that. But like something good to eat up here.
Just turn us on.
Man, I just go to some Wingstop, watch some damn football, nigga.
Yeah.
I fuck with Wingstop. 10-piece,
I'm cool.
Lemon pepper.
I'm out the way.
Uh-huh. Wingstop's the best shit
ever. Shout out
Wingstop?
To AGC.
I thought you said Wing Station.
No, he said Wingstop. Listen, you got to get the lemon pepper. For me, you got to get the lemon pepper fried hard. That's why Ross is a genius. Yeah. I can't hate that nigga.
Yeah.
Because them lemon peppers with the ranch and the fries, the best chicken you probably going to eat.
Go ahead. You know I like that dry rub, too. I ain't going to lie.
That dry rub's a motherfucker.
Dry rub. Shout out to Louisiana.
So, something good to watch.
Yeah. Something good to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Football. And then get your ass on. Football, nigga.
Definitely.
Yeah,
the only thing about football
watch.
Is this shit is getting soft, man.
Think so?
Man, my favorite player on defense that I want to watch, he getting ejected in college.
Anybody.
No, I'm talking about nowadays. Like if they be like it's a player on defense that's number one in the country and you know, sacks and shit, he might get ejected by the end of the game because he's gonna tear something up. Unnecessary roughness on a wide receiver, man. Sean Taylor wouldn't be able to play this moment.
Nah, y'all niggas need to watch that Colony.
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 What's it on?
Watch that Colony. I don't know what's that shit on. Roku, whatever.
Colony.
Damn. whatever. Uh-huh. That big Colony, that shit fire. Mm-hmm.
We're going to check it out, man. The Colony on, we're going to Google it. Colony, what's it about, real quick?
It's about briefing. Like, it's about like districts and shit, like they close your ass in. It's crazy as fuck.
Nah. Before we get out of here, though, have you ever watched Top Boy?
Top Boy, yeah. I watched a little
London
bit
London Gangsters and shit.
I heard it's pretty good.
Yeah, shout out Top Boy. That's fine. One of my favorite series, man. Yeah, like, a lot of people can't really fuck with it because it's like
all the way, though.
It's like London. It's like the hood in London. Like,
I've been fucking with that power shit.
Yeah.
All that power shit.
Shout
that
out
force.
50 once again.
Ah, don't get that nigga talking about
G Unit, nigga. Yeah. Come on,
power, force, nigga. All out. I've been on that.
Definitely, bro. We appreciate you coming through, bro. Real talk, my nigga. You stood on your word and came through and gave a great interview, man, and great insight on shit, my nigga, man.
We out.
We out of here, man. Appreciate it.
Feel me?
Fuck nigga, it's a trap, nigga, see. From that I in West Atlanta, bitch, we set it off. Been in five in that dog with that fin off. Bitch, we cut it wrong, ain't cutting up the dope for no reason. Fuck nigga, it's a trap, nigga, see. Trap 100 seasons, nigga, tread light. This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.